You're listening to Engage, the podcast for Delta pilots. On today's episode, what you need to know about the market-based cash balance plan. Here's your host, Ryan Argenta.
Welcome back to the Engage podcast. We're here today with Eric Criswell, the chairman of the negotiating committee, Dan Fusco from the Retirement and Insurance Committee, and Jason Depew, communications volunteer and prolific writer on pilot-related finances. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Jason, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, friend.
Thanks. We've been talking about the market-based cash balance plan, which is a mouthful to say. We've been talking about this for quite a while now. There's been a couple podcasts. I'll refer you to Mo Money, Mo Problems. That was episode 25 with retirement insurance.
The burner.
It was a burner, but now we're back because we're reaching some important milestones. The plan is about to happen. Eric, I want to go to you. What's the nutshell? What is the history of this market-based cash balance plan, which we'll probably just refer to as the plan going forward? It sounds like we're ready to implement this plan starting in October. And there's some milestones before that, which are important for Delta pilots. Of course, I do have a disclaimer to read from our attorneys here. It goes like this. This podcast does not constitute an official position or advice of the Airline Pilots Association or the Delta Master Executive Council. The information provided in this podcast does not and is not intended to constitute legal advice, tax advice, or financial planning. All information and content presented are for general information purposes only. End of statement. Eric, take it away.
So exactly right. This has been a long-term effort of the Delta MEC. This has had our full attention for a number of years, really dating back to 2018 was really the first coordinated effort to just try to find some way to increase the opportunity for Delta pilots to save money for retirement. And that was the high level goal. The goal is to save more money and to put pilots in a better position to retire when the time comes. And so we really back then in the lead up to the contract 2019 negotiations, actually brought players in from all the other pilot unions, from United, FedEx, our peers at American, at APA, Southwest, SWAPA, and a few others. We brought them all in and kind of had a roundtable back in April of 2018. Now, everyone at that time was kind of looking at the same set of problems, but nobody really had any answers. FedEx was going down a road trying to convert their traditional pension into a different product. That ended up, now with the benefit of time looking back, was not super successful. But after those discussions and then quite a bit more legwork, this market-based cash balance plan really kind of floated to the top. One thing that's really important to realize is that there's not a library full of these plans that we can pick from. There's really just a few options. And if you want to have a tax-deferred or tax-advantaged qualified retirement plan, you only have certain choices to make. Obviously, the 401k is the one that everyone's familiar with and we've used for years. It's very widespread. Everyone's familiar, but the reality is that it's only got so much bandwidth. It can't necessarily hold enough contributions over the course of a career to really replace the value that we once used to receive in a pension benefit. So this market-based cash balance plan is one of the other options. It looks a lot like a 401k, you know, and then we really like that feature that you can log in and look at your balance. The plan that we eventually settled on, it takes our spill cash. So once you hit the limits of the 401k, your DC contribution doesn't turn off at Delta. Some of the airlines it does, so they don't necessarily have this problem. But at Delta, our DC contributions, they keep going, even though you've hit your limits on the 401k.
I want to zoom out a little bit, right? You are in the weeds. You know this front and back. You've been dealing with this for 5+ years. If I'm a new hire, and this is new to me, right? We've hired, 6,000 people since the market plan has come to fruition. So this is spill cash. We're talking about, you have the 401k, the current 16% that goes to 17% in January of 24. And then in future contracts, that will hopefully increase.
Goes to 18 and 26.
There you go.
Yeah.
So as you reach certain income levels and certain income limits with the IRS, which is why R&I is here, yeah, you are no longer able to put that into the 401k and it spills off the top, which previously or currently, that spill is now taxed income that you get in your paycheck each month. And you can do whatever you want with it, but it's taxed as income. And
yeah, because of a progressive tax system, it's taxed at the highest effective rate.
And exactly.
You know, if you especially have a spouse that works, I mean, you're really paying a lot of tax on those dollars when they come to you.
So
So for 2023, for example, the 415C limit, the maximum amount of money you can put into a 401k is $66,000. If you hit that limit, you start getting spill cash, whatever time of year that is. The best of the MBCBP, as I see it, is that now you have an additional fund with which to put your retirement benefit, which is the 16% this year, increasing to 17% and eventually to 18%, into an unlimited account. That is an account that isn't limited by how much you can put into it.
Okay, so that spill cash goes into the market plan. It's an investment vehicle in and of itself. It's separate to your 401k. And it's tax advantage, tax deferred.
Just like the 401k.
Just like the 401k.
Yeah, and it does have some limits that are attached to it, but any realistic assumption, we can never really meet those limits because they're actually under the DB plan rules, which this is not a pension, but it falls under the same kind of funding limits as the DB did.
Okay.
The point is that this plan has a lot of bandwidth and it has enough to realistically capture any amount of money that we would be able to negotiate above and beyond where we're at today and above and beyond what the 401k is able to accommodate.
Yeah, if 16% of your income in 2023 is equal to $80,000, then you can only put $66,000 about away. You're increasing your retirement contribution this year by $14,000.
Okay. And so this plan is going to go into effect on October 1st of 2023, right? So the first dollar that spills will be captured by the market plan. So what's the deal with October 1st? And why is it taking so long? But so October 1st is a big milestone. That's when the plan is going to go into effect. The first dollar of spill after October 1st can be captured by the market plan. What's the significance of October 1st and what's the history there?
It's a good question, Ryan. So notice when we were talking about where this came from, it was back in 2018. We're 5 years down the road. And one of the primary reasons this has taken so long is Delta, back in the bankruptcy era in the mid-2000s, obviously had a bunch of pensions, and those pensions became distressed. And when they were distressed, there was some legislation in Congress called the Pension Protection Act of 2006 that gave companies that had these sorts of distressed pensions the ability to have some relief on the funding that was required in those pensions, just to give them a lifeline and to keep the plan solid. That funding relief expires in September 30th of 2023. Now, during the time that Delta has access to that relief, there's a very vague restriction on establishing a new plan at Delta. I say it's very vague because when we started this process, believed that there was going to be an opportunity to discuss starting this new plan with the Treasury, who has jurisdiction over this. Now, the reality is we've spent a lot of effort and time in trying to engage with Treasury and IRS to make sure that we're on solid ground starting this plan while these restrictions are still in place. And quite frankly, those efforts just were not successful over 5 years work on this. And just as an aside, the company did come to the table with us in earnest, trying to approach the Treasury and the IRS for these answers. And we went with Delta. Still could not get the answers that we needed. So as of October 1st of 2023, those restrictions are gone. So that's why that date is when this plan turns on, is that there's no more ambiguity in the regulation.
Okay, very good. Tell me about the return on contributions. How do we make money from this?
So all the plan's assets, we have some contract language that determines how all the plan assets will be invested. On a high level, we require that they generally are going to be invested in a 40-60 equity and bond ratio. And now there's an investment instrument called the BlackRock LifePath Invest Index Retirement Fund. You can look it up through your Fidelity account or any of your other brokerage accounts. That pretty closely mirrors that ratio. So initially, all the funds in the plan for all the participants are going to be invested the same way in that LifePath Index Retirement Fund, which is a BlackRock product.
Okay. So there's no individual direction of that market plan. Like you can in your 401k, right? You can move things around, you can pick your own funds, but in the market plan, you are in the BlackRock LifePath Index Retirement Fund, which you can look up, do your own research, see past returns and the history of it, and really educate yourself on that.
That's right. So the 401ks, you know, they call it a self-directed retirement account. This is not that. This is professionally managed. So you do not have the ability to direct where these dollars go. Now, as an aside to that, when you are investing in your 401k, typically your investment mix will have some sort of a conservative or a medium aggressive investment as part of your strategy. The thought is that this takes that place, even though you can't direct it. This is part of that asset mix that most people already have in the 401k. And beyond that, so that BlackRock LifePath and Index Retirement Fund, that's where this money goes initially. But again, it's professionally managed. As long as it's in that 40-60 equity bond investment ratio, it's consistent with what was negotiated and should provide decent return over the life of Pilot's investments.
Jason, I'm pretty excited to hear about that. The idea of a market-based cash balance plan is not entirely uncommon in the corporate world. But most of those plans, their goal is what's called capital preservation, which just means basically we're not going to lose money, but they're also not going to make a whole lot of money because they're avoiding volatility, avoiding risk. A lot of that's T-bills or bonds that might get a 2 or 3% return per year. It sounds like this BlackRock fund normally does a lot better than that.
Good point. There was a lot of negotiating effort put into making sure this was not just a stagnant place where money just sits and a stable value. It actually is an investment regime that will provide return over the course of a career. This particular instrument, this BlackRock fund, up until this year where everything went south, it averaged somewhere in the neighborhood of an 8% return over a 10-year period. So it's definitely not doing nothing. And of course, I have to give the caveat, you know, past performance is not an indicator of future guaranteed. And this is not investment advice, but a lot of effort went into making sure that these dollars weren't just sitting there languishing. They're actually out there working and going to provide a return.
And Dan, tell me about what you were going to talk about.
Yeah. Going to what Eric said about market volatility, there is a distinct benefit to this plan in that it is a DB plan, which is that it's guaranteed. Even if the market does take a hit in the next couple of years, say you're close to retirement, you don't know if you should maintain the status quo or go into the MBCBP, you cannot lose your principal. If you retire with less in the plan that you put in, Delta will actually pay to make you whole. You'll earn back all your principal at retirement. So there's very little risk in the regard that you're going to lose the money that you put into the market in this case.
Keep going on that and clarify that. So if you have $100,000 principal invested in the market-based cash balance plan,
the minimum disbursement of the plan will be $100,000.
Okay.
So if you, even if the market goes down, even if the market.
Yeah. So if you've 10%. Taken a loss and that's worth only $88,000, when you retire, you can say, hey, I need my, now who's making up that money? Who's
that's,
paying that?
That's coming straight from Delta.
So that was negotiated in contract 2019 to make up.
It's actually not even a negotiated element. That's
I'm trying to give you a nod, man.
No, I'd love to take credit, but the reality is that's a requirement under a DB plan, is that that's called the preservation of capital rule. And it's something that is inherent to all plans that fall under the DB rules.
Okay. DB being defined benefit.
Correct.
Just for clarification. And then just some of the logistical things. So the plan and the plan's accruals are in the Pilot's name. You can put it part of your estate. There's beneficiaries. You can pass it down.
You don't lose anything. If a Pilot passes away, money goes straight to their estate. There's no haircut on it. There's no limitations. Yeah. It's exactly treated exactly the same as your 401k funds.
And as the qualified plan, it's not subject to creditor claims if Delta declared bankruptcy or went through anything like that. Yeah.
That's right.
Dan, tell me about at retirement and then at age 59 and a half, there's some important things that happen.
Sure. There's a lot of options you have with your plan at retirement. You can take a lump sum. You can take the balance in installments. Both of those would be subject to income tax, just like the non-Roth portion of your 401k. You can also elect to purchase a tax-deferred annuity. One of the neat features of this plan, if you're close to retirement and you think that you're not going to get a lot of benefit out of only putting, say, 2 or 3 years of excess payments into this plan, and you'd rather have the money, you are allowed a one-time with in-service withdrawal each year. Annually, you can take out as much money from the plan, subject to taxes, of course, but you'll have access to that money after the age of 59 and a half. So you're not losing anything.
Yeah, exactly right. Then the in-service withdrawal feature is, like you said, available after 59 and a half. And we envision most pilots would probably want to roll this into an IRA, just like their 401k when they retire. So that's an important piece, is that when you retire, your 401k turns into an IRA, you can roll it in. These funds can be then rolled in with that. So it can all become part of your same retirement savings in an IRA when you retire. And in this plan, you're able to take it out early, actually at age 59 and a half, even when you're in service.
Without penalty.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the thing you cannot do is when you retire, you can't leave it in the market-based cash balance plan and keep accruing, right? You have to make an election at that point.
Yeah. In fact, if you don't make an election, the default benefit is an annuity.
Okay.
Which is probably not what most pilots would prefer to take. know, if you do nothing, if you retire and flip the keys to Delta and go sail off on your boat, you're going to start getting annuity payments if you don't make any other election.
Okay. And then I want to touch again on the 59.5, and Jason, back us up here, but an in-service withdrawal, so benefits of that versus just leaving it until you actually retire.
I think that's a huge benefit. So basically what we're saying is, you know, while it's in this market-based cash balance plan, while your money's in there, we're not choosing what to invest it in. It's all in the same investment. But if you choose to do that rollover, you can take the money from the plan and put it in your own personal IRA, and you regain total control over what that money's invested in. And you could invest it in the same plan, the same BlackRock fund, if you wanted to, in your own IRA, or you could invest it whatever else you want to out there. And starting at age 59.5, you can do that every year and get your money out. It's a big benefit, and it's not a taxable event. So you're not increasing your tax burden immediately when you do that.
Okay. And back to Dan, funds that are in the market-based cash balance plan, both principal and earnings or accrual, they're tax deferred. They do become part of your required minimum distribution formula. You can't elect to do a Roth or a backdoor Roth or any of that fancy stuff, right?
All the excess funds that go into the plan go in pre-tax. But when they're withdrawn in retirement, you are presumably going to be in a lower tax bracket than you would be as, say, a wide-body captain at Delta Airlines. So you would be saving, we hope, a good chunk of those payments to Uncle Sam.
Okay. And I do want to bring up why we're doing this, why we come up, you know, 70% of Delta pilots get spill cash. I think that's even more now. And with the new contract, that's going to increase. So this is a huge benefit, but I want to point out one thing, and that is current book or previously the spill cash that you received was taxed by the IRS. You also paid ALPA dues on that, right? There's all these things on your paycheck, but the point I'm trying to make is that money, A, will no longer be taxed in the market-based cash balance plan, but it's also not subject to the ALPA dues.
That's right. Currently, excess payments over the 401A17 limit, which is $330,000 in income in 2023. Because they're income, we have to assess dues on those. But these funds that roll into the cash balance plan are your retirement savings, and their dues will not be assessed when they roll or when they're dispersed. So that's essentially 1.85% more money that you're getting into your retirement.
Yeah, I've been asked by a few, you know, why is ALPA pushing this thing so hard? And the reality is we're not really pushing it. We negotiated it to improve the retirement benefit. ALPA actually loses dues as a result of this plan. It doesn't have any participation in day-to-day management of these funds or the record keeping or any of that. ALPA is completely detached from that. Where ALPA is involved is that there's contract language that requires certain things like how the funds are invested and how distributions happen. And those are all negotiated benefits that we've gone through, you know, through this five-year process and landed on a number of must do these things in this plan for the company to follow.
So we are approaching a pretty significant milestone, if you will, and that is June 1st of this year, June 1st, 2023. Eric, tell me what happens there.
Hey, Ryan. So one of the other elements of this plan is there may be some pilots that like our current setup where you've got the 401k and your DC comes to you as excess and have expressed interest in maintaining that status quo benefit going forward. So that is a feature in this plan, is that we will have a one-time irrevocable opportunity for pilots to indicate that they would like to maintain their status quo benefit. So what that means is there'll be a form that'll be available online. We'll have links to it that'll be emailed out. If you go to that link and you say, hey, I understand that if I do this, I can't ever participate or be eligible for the cash balance plan. You go on there, you sign the form. As long as it's done before July 31st, you will be specifically negotiated out of the plan individually. So as of July 31st, pilots that have gone in and expressed their interest to maintain their status quo will not be eligible for the market-based cash balance plan. But if you go in and you express your interest, you will be negotiated out of the plan on a one-time, irrevocable basis. And that's a forever decision that you're making.
This is seemingly a big decision to make, and this is why we're putting this information out. I also want to point you back to, again, that episode that we did. It's called Mo Money, Mo Problems, and it's with retirement and insurance, and they get into some good details, some good, it's not advice, but maybe talk to your financial advisor. Eric, everyone's going to get an email, or do you have to go seek out? How do you find this form in order to submit the irrevocable status quo benefit?
There will be a number of communications through this process that will all link to this form, but it'll also be available on the Delta MEC webpage, a link to the status quo election form. And again, it'll open on June 1st. It'll close on July 31st. And when you fill that form out, it is a one-time irrevocable election.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were hired on or after June 1st of 2023, you were automatically enrolled in the market-based cash balance plan.
Yeah. Just like the 401k. And all of our new hires auto-enrolled the 401k. All new hires going forward after June 1st will be auto-enrolled in the market-based cash balance plan.
Eric, how does the market-based cash balance plan affect pilots who are currently on disability?
Brian, it's a good question. Like we mentioned briefly in our notepad announcing the implementation, if you're currently disabled on October 1st, when the market-based cash balance plan is first put into use, you will not be eligible for the plan on that day. And there's some technical reasons for this. It's nothing that we intended to leave anyone out. There's more of a ERISA accounting type snag that prevents somebody who hasn't had active service for being in a plan on the first day. Now, the good news is as soon as you come back to active service, you're immediately in. If you're out on disability October 1st and you come back, let's say November 15th, you're in the plan, eligible just as everyone else. Or if you remain on disability beyond the end of the year, actually in the second plan year, you are going to be eligible for the plan. So on January 1st of 24, even if you're still up disabled, you will then be eligible.
Okay. So potentially a little bit of time lost, but otherwise you're in the plan. Now, if I'm out on disability between June 1st and July 31st, can I ask the union to maintain the status quo of the current contract?
Another really good question, Ryan. The period that's from June 1st to July 31st, if you want to maintain status quo benefits, that applies to everyone, even if you are disabled. Just because you're not going to be able to participate in the cash balance plan on October 1st, we will assume that you're going to want to be in it as soon as you come back into active service or on January 1st to 24, whichever one happens earlier. So if you've decided that you want to maintain your status quo, just keep 401k as it is and do not participate in the cash balance plan, you got to let us know during that period, even if you are out on disability.
Okay, very good. Then I also just want to clarify here. So every pilot receives the 16% DC contribution. Obviously, that goes up to 17% on January 1st, 18% on January of 2026. Everybody receives that same DC contribution to the 401k, regardless of your preference on the market-based cash balance plan.
Yeah, if you maintain status quo or if you're in the cash balance plan, That doesn't change. The DC contributions are a contractual requirement that Delta will contribute on those dates. They'll be the same for everybody.
Okay. Jason, I want to turn to you. Who would decide to maintain status quo?
Sure. And I think there's been a lot of talk about this in the pilot group. I think in general, if you know that you want to maintain status quo, if you don't want to participate in the new plan, you already know because you're already doing those kinds of investments. If you are not already involved in that kind of stuff, I would look long and hard before deciding not to participate because it really is a good deal. And I've run a lot of numbers on it. And I think it really presents some good opportunities. But in general, it's a really nice benefit, a really great way to reduce your tax burden.
And if I can add to that, I think that's a perfect summary. But also think about historically the retirement benefit that an airline pilot has had. It's been a pension, right? You show up, you fly an airplane for 25 years, was fully vested in the pension. And the day you retire, you start receiving the money. You never had to lift a finger. So really, I mean, that is the high level philosophy of what we're trying to create with this benefit is we get contributions from the company. It goes into your 401k. The remainder comes into this plan. If you don't do those extracurricular things, buy apartment buildings or day trade or any of the number of other ideas that pilots have, you don't have to. You can show up, you can throw your money in a target date fund in your 401k and you can let the spill go into the cash balance plan. And almost certainly when you retire, you're going to have a reasonable benefit. But the point is that as union pilots, we're trying to provide a benefit per your collective bargaining agreement without you having to become a real estate expert or a day trading expert.
Agreed. And again, nobody's trying to sell this. It was a negotiated benefit. It seems like it helps us out, helps the majority of us out. And so just to recap, June 1st, you can fill out the online form to maintain your status quo. July 31st, that window closes. And then on October 1st, the market-based cash balance plan becomes a thing and the spill cash begins. So if you want to sign up, quote or you want to be a part of it, then do nothing.
Yeah, by default, everyone's in the plan unless you indicate your preference to maintain status quo. In that case, you will not be eligible for the plan. And again, it's a one-time irrevocable, can't be said enough.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big decision. There really shouldn't be a huge decision point unless you're one of those pilots that knows that you're better off without this.
If you have questions about the cash balance plan itself at Delta Airlines, the Retiree Insurance Committee at the MEC is here to answer your questions.
Love it. Thank you. Eric Criswell, the chairman of the negotiating committee, Dan Fusco from the Retirement and Insurance Committee, and Jason Depew. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Thanks for what you do for us.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
This has been Engage, the podcast from Delta Pilots. Thanks for listening. My name is Ryan Argenta. Stay safe and keep the rubber on the road.
You're listening to Engage, the podcast for Delta Pilots. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast platform, and receive notifications when a new episode is available.